What is being done in the Caribbean to improve energy efficiency? At the last week concluded SATEC in the Cayman Islands, the Caribbean Energy Chamber presented a review of Caribbean hotel energy efficiency efforts and impacts, 2009-2024, and suggested a path forward. In 1998, the Caribbean Alliance for Sustainable Tourism, CAST, was established as a non-profit organization based in Barbados. In Barbados, CAST sustains itself as an independent organization and member of the CHTA family of organizations, dedicated to serving as a resource, advocate, and focal point for Caribbean tourism sustainable matters. In 2015, the Caribbean Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency, CCREE, was established as an institution of the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Its mandate is to promote renewable energy and energy efficiency investments, markets, and industries in the Caribbean. iturbonews.com. It includes Knowledge Hub explaining regional access to appropriate, reliable, and high-quality information for decision-makers in the region. Project Preparation Facility in 2020 is to help develop energy efficiency in renewable energy projects by the private or public sector. 2017, CARICOM Energy Efficient, CE, labels CARICOM Regional Organization for Standards and Quality, CROSC/German National Metrology Institute, PTB, under the Germany-funded Quality Infrastructure for Sustainable Energy in the Caribbean. QSEC project, the labeling initiative is currently being piloted in 4 countries under this project, namely Belize, Jamaica, St. Lucia, and Trinidad and Tobago. Retailers to learn in and outs of CARICOM labels. 2019, CARICOM Regional Energy Efficiency Building Code released to address commercial and residential construction specifically for the needs of countries in the Caribbean and tropical regions. 2022, the Center of Excellence was commissioned to test the energy efficiency of lighting products throughout the region. Activities included detailed energy efficiency audits of various sized hotels in Jamaica, Barbados, and Bahamas showed a saving potential of 20% to 30% with a payback period for the investment in less than 5 years. Other projects in cooperation with USAID, such as the CARICOM Resiliency and Energy Efficiency Project, CAREEP, in Anguilla, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Montserrat, St. Martin and Turks and Caicos Islands. The project specifically targets energy affordability for residential customers through the implementation of energy efficiency measures in households and electric utilities to provide innovative energy services that reduce energy costs for consumers. The Caribbean Climate Investment Program, CCIP, of $20 million funded by USAID aims to mobilize $2.5 billion in public and private climate investments by 2030 for the development of renewable energy and energy efficiency technologies, deploy climate change adaptation interventions that increase the resiliency of clean energy investments in the region, and unlock private sector investments to promote regional climate resiliency and energy security. Challenges include maintenance contracts not being taken out until something goes wrong. Hotel staff and management are unaware of what is working and what is not. A lack of training in hotel staff results in some maintenance outsourced. Another challenge is that there is very little preventative maintenance, and staff is not allowed to question. Hotel owners feel they are in the business of selling beds, food, and drinks and do not see the importance of investment in EE. Many of the larger hotels have obtained finance for capital expansion, revenue v. cost saving, while smaller hotels are unable to find finance from traditional sources because banks don't understand EE and its importance. The presentation also included a report on some bright spots. Bahamas, Paradise Island Beach Club, PIBC. Cost savings of almost $1 million were recognized by the Paradise Island Hotel, with a $250,000 investment. Barbados, Barbados Beach Club received a BDS $1.5 million loan from the Smart Fund to retrofit its hotel rooms with renewable and energy-efficient technology. Both properties have seen a significant reduction in their energy bill, which represents approximately 37%-40% of their overall operating costs. A way forward suggested included enhancing CHTA/CTO/CAST/Country Hotel Association's energy efficiency drive, create a greater focus on energy efficiency and advancing opportunities arising out of CHENIC. Consider having a full-time resource at CAST to champion the energy efficiency drive. Complete a survey of the current state of hotel energy efficiency actions after CHENACT to identify opportunities. ESCO strengthen capacity and capabilities, energy efficiency funds and credit guarantee. Develop and deploy low-cost funding specifically for hotel energy efficiency improvement projects. Utilize lessons learned from Barbados Energy Smart Fund 1 and the current Energy Smart Fund. Build on the work done by CRAF for both St. Lucia and Belize and deploy in other islands. Maintenance/technical capacity, develop through training and deployment of a pool of resources capable of serving hotel needs to identify, address, and sustain energy efficiency gains. Energy efficiency technology has also changed since the 1990s and 2000s and is continuously evolving. Educating on new options could be helpful. Green Key Certification. Consider enhancing branding by attaining Green Key Certification. An MOU is already in place between Green Key and CHTA. CARICOM Development Fund, CDF, Credit Risk Abatement Facility. April 28, 2021 ST Master Guarantee Agreement with the St. Lucia Development Bank. This move is expected to boost investments in projects advancing the use of photovoltaic systems, efficient air conditioning and lighting systems. A signing ceremony was held in Belmopan for the CARICOM Development Fund, CDF, Credit Risk Abatement Facility Master Guarantee Agreement between the CDF and DFC. CRAF will provide support for eligible projects ranging between BZD $50,000 and BZD $1.50 million. The program also entails a technical assistance, TA, grant component geared at assisting SMEs to develop and design bankable projects. E-maintenance contracts not taken out until something goes wrong. Hotel staff/management unaware of what is working and what is not. Lack of training of hotel staff. Some maintenance outsource staff never learn. Staff tend to firefight rather do preventative maintenance monitoring. Very little monitoring done. Bills are accepted and paid. Meters read and Logedno analysis. Staff are not empowered to question money. Hotels are in the business of selling beds, food and drinks. Many owners/bods still do not see the importance of investment in EE focused on marketing before efficiency. Many of the larger hotels have obtained finance for capital expansion, revenue v cost saving. Smaller hotels are unable to find finance from traditional sources. Commercial banks. Banks don't understand EE and its importance. CARILEC/RESEMBED program/EU CARICOM Resiliency and Energy Efficiency Project, CAREEP. Scope Anguilla, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Montserrat, St. Martin and Turks and Caicos Islands. That project specifically targets energy affordability for residential customers through implementation of energy efficiency measures in households and electric utilities to provide innovative energy services that reduce energy costs for consumers. Caribbean Climate Investment Program, CCIP, USD 20M. Aims to mobilize $2.5 billion in public and private climate investments by 2030. For the development of renewable energy and energy efficiency technologies, deploy climate change adaptation interventions that increase the resiliency of clean energy investments in the region, and unlock private sector investments to promote regional climate resiliency and energy security. Optimize variable renewable energy, RE, integration, accelerate private sector clean energy investment. Benchmark EE in the hotel and tourism sector. Share lessons learned with other island nations and coordinate with the Caribbean community. 2018 Caribbean Cooling Initiative, CCOOL, UN Environments United for Efficiency, U4E, Program Market Assessment, Current Stock and Future Projections of Refrigerators and Air Conditioners in Each Country, The Impacts on Electricity Demand and Other Factors, and the Supply Chain Develop National Cooling Strategy 2020. Maintenance contracts not taken out until something goes wrong. Hotel staff/management unaware of what is working and what is not. Lack of training of hotel staff. Some maintenance outsource staff never learn. Staff tend to firefight rather do preventative maintenance monitoring. Very little monitoring done. Bills are accepted and paid. Meters read and Logedno analysis. Staff are not empowered to question money. Hotels are in the business of selling beds, food and drinks. Many owners/bods still do not see the importance of investment in EE focused on marketing before efficiency. Many of the larger hotels have obtained finance for capital expansion, revenue v cost saving. Smaller hotels are unable to find finance from traditional sources. Commercial banks. Banks don't understand EE and its importance. Examples of bright spots: Bahamas Paradise Island Beach Club, PIBC. Savings of almost $1 million were recognized by the Paradise Island Hotel, with a $250,000 investment. Barbados Barbados Beach Club are received a $1.5 million loan from the Smart Fund to retrofit its hotel rooms with renewable and energy-efficient technology. Has seen a significant reduction in its energy bill, which represents approximately 37%-40% of his overall operating costs. Enhancing CHTA/CTO/CAST/Country Hotel Association's energy efficiency drive. Create greater focus on energy efficiency and advancing opportunities arising out of CHENACT, etc. Consider having a full-time resource at CAST to champion the energy efficiency drive. Complete survey of current state of hotel energy efficiency actions after CHENACT to identify opportunities. ESCO strengthen capacity and capabilities, energy efficiency funds and credit guarantee. Develop and deploy low-cost funding specifically for hotel energy efficiency improvement projects. Utilize lessons learned from Barbados Energy Smart Fund 1 and current Energy Smart Fund. Build on the work done by CRAF for both St. Lucia and Belize and deploy in other islands. Maintenance/technical capacity. Develop through training and deploy of a pool of resources capable of serving hotel needs to identify, address, and sustain energy efficiency gains. Energy efficiency technology has also changed since the 1990s and 2000s and is continuously evolving. Educating on new options could be helpful. Green Key Certification. Consider enhancing branding by attaining Green Key Certification. An MOU is already in place between Green Key and CHTA.